Yesterday we discussed some very, very critical hagdaras, differences between a davar yotzim and a klal, as opposed to chutra, as opposed to dechuya, with the many, many differences. Chutra and dechuya, difference of efshir, yefshir lekayim shneim, v'sugin yuman davav, samar yun beiz, esed ofalosa, say Shabbos kuflam gimel, and even a difference between a davar yotzim and a klal, as opposed to chutra. That was a beautiful piece Rabbi Chanan had in the Kobet Saras and Simintes. Rabbi Chanan writes that the whole Yisod that we discussed not so long ago, and that is Ho Vishtari Ishtari, only applies when it comes to that which is Hutra. It would not apply in cases of Duchuya, and it would not apply in a case where literally it's a Dovar Hayatza Min Hakla. And we discussed many applications, Kvod Habrios, Tumas Kohen, Knesset Ocholosa, say Tzitzis Mekleim, the cases of Mila Bitsaras, not a shir to have missed. Okay. Gimel Amud Aleph, Tosus discusses, what about when it comes to Ocho Nefesh? Ocho Nefesh. See, here as well, there are 3 days in the Shana. In terms of what exactly is the nature of the Heter of Malechus Ocho Nefesh when it comes to Yantin. Rashi and Avkaf Guma Beis mentions that one has to be very careful, that one is only allowed to do on Yantif that which is Yevshar, Mibod Yom. And as we saw, Artosus disagrees, the Ramban and Avkaf Guma Beis disagrees, the Ram disagrees in several places, that no, that's certainly not true. That's true when it comes to Machshiri Ochanefesh, but not when it comes to Ochanefesh itself. When it comes to Ochanefesh, Rashi Shita is a limited head. When push comes to shove, unavoidable, then yes. When you go to the Masechta, you'll see that Rashi inserts brief comments. Whenever the Gemara is telling you, you do this malacha anyantiv, Rashi sometimes will tell you, you know, that's why it's necessary anyantiv. You can't do it on erev yantiv. That's critical, because Poshim Shat, that's Rashi Shita, the malacha salchanefesh, is only in a case where it is yevshar mibad yom. And the Rashi points out that Poshim Shat and Rashi, this is a din Daraisa, this is not the din drabanan. Can it be a din drabanan? If you look in the Rambam writes this indeed is a din drabanan. When you look in the Rambam in Ochisyanta, Perek Aleph Alafahe, the Rambam writes the following. Whenever you have a malacha that's Epshami Erev Yantiv, the Rambam writes that Asru Chachamim Laso Sasab Yantiv. Need drabanan. One should not wait until Yantiv to do it. Why should that be? The Rambam writes, Mi'ikra din malacha Sachanafish is mutter. Even if it's Efshar Mibod Yom, but if you're going to wait until Yantiv to do it, you know what the Rambam writes? Nimsi Yantiv Kulo Holech Vasiya Sosa Malachas. Now, you know what Yantiv is going to be like? Cooking and cleaning. You're going to go ahead and spend the entire day of Yantiv engaged in Malachas of Nefesh. The Rambam writes, V'yimne Misimchas Yantiv. So the Rambam writes, even though Mi'ikra Din Daraisa, when it comes to Malachas of Nefesh, yes, a particular Malacha can be mutter, even if it was Efshem Ibn Yom, but Asru, because after all, you want to make sure that Yantif is a time that the focus is being Bifnei Hashem, Simchas Yantif, and therefore, as a din, drabam. But Rashi Shita, no, that's a din Pashav Shat, which is Daris. And the Ram disagrees, the Ramban disagrees, they pointed out, their objections are indeed different. When you look, for example, in the Ramban describes that why is it that Malechus Ocho Nefesh is considered to be Mutter and Yantiv? And we look in the Ramban in Parshas Emor and the Yikra Chav Gimel and the Ramban in Daf Yud Gimel and Daf Erev, it's clear from the Ramban Shita that this is comparable to those cases of a Davar Yotzim and a Klal. It was never within the scope of the Isser and the Vera. And on what basis does the Ramban say that this is true? Because after all, when it comes to Shabbos, the Torah tells us lo sasecha malacha. When it comes to Yantif, the Torah does not typically use that term. The Torah uses the term of kom leches avod lo sasa. Why exactly is that true? The hagdara of the Isra malacha and Yantif is meleches avoda, as opposed to meleches hana, meleches hasuda, meleches ocho nefesh. So therefore, when the Torah frames the Isser Malacha, when it comes to Yantiv, it is not an Isser of Kol Malacha. That means that that's a built-in exclusion. And the Ramban, proof from the Sugya and Daf Yud Aleph, when it comes to Halacha Sasakin, we'll have to see how to understand that Sugya, that even though Chutzah is something which is Efshar Mibod Yom, but nonetheless, one is allowed to go ahead and carry a knife to the animal, even if one could have done so before Yantiv. And therefore a chiddush that malachas asakin ein is malachas alchanefesh as opposed to machshiri alchanefesh, and malachas alchanefesh is allowed even in a case where it's efshar mibogyom. When you look in the Ran, describes malachas alchanefesh as huch, as huch. So the Ran writes this on the sugya daf yud zayin amar aleph, where the Gemara tells us the following. We'll have to discuss the sugya at great length, but the sugya of marav bishiyurim. Here the Gemara tells us the following: the emes amra, the male isha kol hakadera basa, ba'afol pishin otzricha ella chaticha achas. You know what? A woman is cooking on yantif, and that's justified as being malachas alchanefesh. You know what? When she's cooking, can she do so in excess? She's doing the malacha in any case. So to be marbe b'malacha, obviously not. How can you do any extra malachas at all? But the same exact malacha. You're cooking a piece of meat. You know what? I have a large piece of meat, a small piece of meat. The small piece of meat will suffice for yantiv. But there's no extra malacha with a larger piece of meat. So you know what? Chatchila. A person indeed can be marbe bishurim. You cannot be marbe b'malacha. We're going to see a Gemara in Daf Yud Aleph Mabez at the top. The Gemara says such a chiddush that Rav Abba Bar Avra Marim Umalach Garma Garma. Wow. You do shchita. You have a lot of pieces of meat. The meat's going to decay. You have to preserve it. You have to salt it. No? Rav Abba Bar Avra, fascinating. No? He would salt several pieces of meat. Several pieces of meat. Even though he only needed one. That's not Marva B'Shiurim. No? There you're dealing with a separate act of malicha for each chaticha. That can't be justified simply based on mar b'shurim. We have to see on what basis indeed is that mutter? Is that mutter? But if all you're doing is being mar b'shurim, you're not mar b'malacha, that is considered to be mutter l'chatchil. Wow, that is mutter l'chatchil. So this is a discussion that the Ran has, Tesla Beis and Dapi Arif, where the Ran writes the following, okay? Anyantif, it is mutter l'chatchila to be marbishir. The Ram begins, and the Ram is bothered by the following. Ooh, we had a Gemara, chafalif, no, in the zanines anachri. You can't invite a non-Jew to your home anyantif. What's the concern? Shemayarbe bishilo. Marbishir is mutter l'chatchila. So what's wrong with having this non-Jewish guest in my home? And I'll use a bigger piece of meat. It's mutter l'chatchila. Oh, so you know what the Ran writes? An obvious answer. We're not talking about marbe b'shiurim. Yarbe b'shiurim does not mean marbe b'shiurim. It means marbe b'malacha. You know what? This non-Jewish family is coming. I'm going to cook another piece of meat. I'm going to put up another pot. If it's all it was is marbe b'shiurim, that would not be the problem. And then we mentioned the Balamor. Even to you, marbe b'malacha, why isn't that covered by hoil? Hoil. Okay, we'll have to discuss that. But the Ran begins by saying the following. Realize, marbe b'shiurim is only literally b'shiurim, not that you're doing any extra malacha at all. And then, the Ran writes the following, that this is against the sugya in Menachos Sandav, some of them. Because here, you know what? A person is a chola, and it's a sakana, and it's necessary to go ahead and to service that person on Shabbos, pikuach nefesh, is doches haShabbos. And you know what? Omdu l'shtei grogros. You know what? The doctor's advice, he needs two pieces of fruit. I don't have any fruit in my house. You know, I have a tree in the backyard. And I look, fascinating, I have a one, and a three. One branch has one piece of fruit, another piece of fruit, and you know what? There's one that has a three. Ooh, so the Gemara's father, what exactly is preferred? Is it better to do the one and the one, or is it better to take the three? Why should you argue one and one? Well, you need two, you're getting two, you're accessing two. Yeah, but you're doing another malach of kosa. Okay, what about the three? I'm getting extra fruit, but it's one act of ktsira. Okay, so what's better? Is it better to do one act to have three, or one and one to exclusively get the two that's necessary for the tzorach of the chol? So the Ran's father, like, what in the world, you know? Marba b'shur shimut l'chatchila. Isn't it clear from the Gemara? If I look out my window, and I see there's a branch of two fruit, that's it. Take the two. My dilemma is, I don't have that. I only have a one and a one and a three. What do you mean? You should be allowed the chatchila to take the three, even if I have a two. Because since you're allowed to engage the malach of kotzer, I'm not doing an extra act of tzira. No? So marav b'shurin is mutter, is mutter the chatchila. So it's clear that marav b'shurin is forbidden. That's the kasha of the Ran. How do you resolve? Beit Zion. with Menachos Samach Dali. Ooh, so the Ran quotes Dali. An interesting chiddush. Number one, Marba Bishurin is only Nisid Rabban. Wow. Marba Bishurin is only Nisid Rabban. Okay, chiddush number one. Chiddush number two. If it's an Isser Drabanan, when did the Chachamim institute this Isser Drabanan? Oh, so maybe one could argue as follows. They only instituted the Isser Drabanan of Marba Bishurin, Shevi Yadol Di Melacha, if you're dealing with something that's so chomer, Isser Skila, Shabbos. On Shabbos, there's an Isser of Marba Bishurin. On Yantiv, where Yantiv is no Kares, no Skila, it's an Isser Lav. So relatively speaking, Shabbos obviously is more chomer, and we're more machmer on Shabbos than on Yantiv. Oh, we'll have to go through the Masechta, no? We pointed out two trends, no? Beis and Mabeis. Sometimes we're going to argue on Dinim Drabanan. We have to be more machmer on Yantiv because also is Lere. And sometimes the Gemara is the exact opposite. If something is chomer, of course you have to be more machmer, no? So have to try to work that through. But here, that's the Chiddush of the Ri. Mar Bishur is an Issa Drabanan, and it's not the universal Issa Drabanan. It's only true when it comes to Shabbos and not when it comes to Yantiv. Two great Chiddushim. A, a Din Drabanan. B, a limited Din Drabanan. Only on Shabbos and not on Yantiv. Well, okay. So that's something which is pretty heavy. You know what? If you have a chola on Shabbos and you have to cook something, we wouldn't say Mamali Shekder Achas. We wouldn't say that that's true. On Shabbos, there's no heter of Mar Bishur in any shape or form. It's only when it comes to Yantiv in and of itself. The Ran is very bothered by that. Because the Ran writes the following, that if that really is true, Mar Bishurin is an Issur Drabanan. Okay, that's the Ri. What about being Marba B'Malacha? Marba B'Malacha is only Issur Drabanan? To do an unnecessary Malacha is an Issur Drabanan. No, that the Ran writes clearly is an Issur Daraisa. So what's the Din of the Gemara, the one and the one and the three? If I take the one and the one, it's an extra act of Kotzer, which is an Issur Daraisa. And if I cut the three, it's an Issur Drabanan. That's the question of the Gemara. That really is the Safek of the Gemara. One path is Daraisa, one path is Drabanan. So you know what? That really is the Safek. How in the world can that be? So the Ran writes that just like being Marba B'Malach is an Issa Daraisa, Mar Bishurin must be an Issa Daraisa. Because otherwise, how can the Gemara have a Safek? If they're both Dinim Daraisa, so now you understand if it's A versus B and both are Daraisa. So is there a preference? Is there a preference? Daraisa, Drabanan, of course, there's a preference. The Ran does not entertain this possibility. We'll have to see this. No, but maybe one could argue a great finish that being Marbe B'Malacha is only Nisad Rabban. Marbe B'Malacha is only Nisad Rabban. What in the world? An unnecessary Malacha on Shabbos and Yantiv is only Nisad Rabbanan. Why would that be? You know what the answer is? Because it's B'Makom Pikuach Nefesh. I'm not doing a random Malacha. Doing a Malacha is a Nisad Araisa. I'm doing a Malacha for the purpose of Pikuach Nefesh. Maybe that's a very heavy lundus. You know what? A doctor goes ahead and saves a person's life by doing malacha. You know what? I told the doctor the following. You could have done the same thing with one less malacha. You know? You could have done the same thing with... You could have been more efficient. You could have been more efficient. Well, you have to be efficient. No? You could have been more efficient. Uh-oh. So, potentially, is that a din d'araisa or a din d'rabbanan? Whatever you're doing for the purpose of Pikuach Nefesh, which is a mitzvah rabbah. But you know, you could have done so in a more efficient fashion. So you know what? I'll tell you the sheet of the Ri is both options of the Gemara and Issa Drabanan. Being Marba Bishurin is an Issa Drabanan, and being Marba B'Malacha Litzarach Pikuach Nefesh is only an Issa Drabanan. And that's the subject of the Gemara. Now the Ran writes that he doesn't entertain that possibility. Marba B'Malacha is an Issa Daraisa. And therefore, Marba Bishurin must be an Issa Daraisa. So this one would not have a suffix. Maybe the answer simply is that both the Issa Drabanan. That's what Shlomo Zalman writes. Both are Issuri Drabanan, according to the Ri. And now it's the question, what is the triage? What is the better option within an Issur, in Issur Drabanan? Well, that's a very heavy issue. We'll see about the Zayin. But the Ran rejects the Ri. And the Ran writes the following. It's not a difference between Shabbos versus Yantiv per se. It's a difference between Olchon Nefesh as opposed to Pikuach Nefesh. That's the beautiful Chiddush of the Ran. And this would be true of Pikuach Nefesh, even on Yantif as well. And why would one argue that indeed there is a difference? Because, whoa, Olchol Nefesh is Hutro. And Pikuach Nefesh It's only duchliya. And just like a nafkamina between hutra and duchliya is efshir yefshir lakayim shneyem, another nafkamina daraisa. Marba bishiri. If something is hutra, so therefore doing it in excess is not aser. If something is only duchliya, you can only do that which is absolutely necessary, absolutely vital, and nothing more. Wow, that's a beautiful Hagdar V'Ram, that the secret to Mar B'Shurin is such a verse of the Kliya, and then the stunning application of the Ram. Well, one could disagree from top to bottom. One could argue that maybe even if something is Hutra, maybe Hutra is only that which is needed. Beyond that, it's not necessary. It's not necessary at all. And maybe not necessary is not considered to be Bichlal Hutra. The Ravid writes in Talmud that, you know, Avoda is Hutra on Shabbos, no? Yimadach Menvav. But only that which is necessary. Only that which is vital. If a Kohen is going to do an extra Avoda, you can't say Hutra. The Ram writes that something's Hutra. Wow, there's no Issur of Marva Bishir. And then the application of the Ram. One could agree with the Hagdar and disagree with the application. The Ram writes the two Chidushim. Ikoach Nefesh. That's only Dechuya. And Ochal Nefesh is considered to be that which is. Wow. So that's something which is pretty, pretty stunning. There is a Chidush of Or Sameach, Perek Yuches, right to Tocha Shabbos, where the Sameach writes that Luli de Nistafina, he would suggest a different distinction. The difference is not Shabbos versus Yantif or Melechus Ochal Nefesh versus Pikuach Nefesh. Maybe the difference is Bishol versus Kotze. Bishul versus Kotz. Wow. Maybe the Chiddush of Marva B'Shiurin is only when it comes to Bishul. Because there's something unusual about Bishul, no? After all, Bishul, the Malacha is Nigmeres Me'aleihem. Nigmeres Me'aleihem. You're not actively doing the Malacha, the Shinui Nechetze, no? You're setting up a process. No? Okay, so you know what? So maybe by nature of Vishnu, maybe it makes a real difference whether the piece of meat that I put into the pot is 5 pounds or 6 pounds. Why is that considered to be? Let me ask you the following. You know, Shita, okay, let's say Mutter an Yantav Melechus Ochal Nefesh. Shita on Shabbos is much for the purpose of Pikuach Nefesh. Okay, I have two animals. One animal weighs 500 pounds, one animal weighs 600 pounds. No? Is it so clear that I have to shef the 500 pound animal? I can't shef the 600 pound animal because that's called Marva B'Shiurin? Before one would argue, well, what's the Issur, no? This is Netilas Neshama. Right? There's a greater Issur Netilas Neshama for a heavier animal or a more hefty animal than a more skinny animal. You know, is that really true? You know, a guy's violent, so, you know, my eights is, you know what, so kill the skinny guy. No, because that's an isrkal, as opposed to, that has any relevance at all. The same is netilas neshama. It should really matter as to, maybe the same thing when it comes to bishul as well. That the fact that the Devar HaMitzvah is this size or that, but kotzer, borer, doing more an act of borer. Or more ktsira, you know. Maybe that's a simple answer. And then the Rosh Hashanah discusses the following, not at all so clear. What would you say about Mar B'Shiurin when it comes to Hutzah? We'll have to get here later in the year, no? Mar B'Shiurin when it comes to a person's caring anyway. So what's the halacha being Mar B'Shiurin when it comes to Hutzah? Chafetz Chaim has a sefer called Machane Yisrael. Chavetz Chaim wrote the Sefer for soldiers. It's unbelievable, no? The Chavetz Chaim writes, you have a soldier. He's carrying his neshek. He's carrying his gun. Yeah, you know, he's carrying his tefillin. All of a sudden, now it's Shabbos. He has to carry the gun because it's pikuach nefesh, no? Pikuach nefesh. Is he allowed to carry his tefillin? Or maybe he just has to whatever. He has to leave his tefillin. Ah, he won't have it anymore. Yeah, but you know, you can't be mechal Shabbos for the mitzvah of tefillin. Or to argue, well, what do you mean? You're caring anyway, and the caring is being justified based on pikuach nefesh. Yeah, but Menachos Samach Dalet, Marva Bishirin, when it comes to Pikuach Nefesh, is Aser. You can take a look at lengthy footnote in the Chafetz Chaim. And does it matter how he's carrying it? That's the Chafetz Chaim assesses. I'm going to carry the gun in my left hand, the tefillin in my right hand. Maybe that's new act of Hosa. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to affix the tefillin to the gun. So I'm carrying it all by Vasachas. You know, it weighs 2 more pounds. No, that's true. So instead of weighing 15 pounds, it weighs 17 pounds. That's Mar Bishuna level of Daraisa. That's like a fascinating deal. Now take a look at that footnote. Machne yourself. That's the Or Sameach in Perek Yudches. Right? That again, these boning, the Mar Bishuna Behotzah. Maybe every malacha could be different. And some malacha is smutter, and some malacha is considered to be asa. So this we'll have to discuss. But for our purposes, the Ran writes, this is a fundamental difference in Hutra and Dukuya, and Malacha Sofana Fisher's Hutra. And therefore, all the Ran, and Daphia Beis, and Daphia Rif, disagrees with Rashi. When Rashi writes that, you know what, that Maleches Ochel Nefesh is only Mutter when it's Yevshimi Bad Yom, the Ran writes that's absolutely not true. Like Artosus and Daph Gimel. Ran writes in Daphia Beis, and Daphia Rif, that's not true. The reason Seida is forbidden on Yom Tov is because Seida is not Maleches Sofa Nefesh. Not because Seida is Maleches Sofa Nefesh, but it's Efshar Mibol Yom. Seida is not Maleches Sofa Nefesh. Not like the Shita of Rashi. But a very important point, that the Ran does not say the same thing as the Ramban. That this is a Dabra Hayatzim in HaKlal. The Ran writes, it's part of the typical Hagdara of Hutra. And when you look at the Ramban of the Mochamas, you'd go based on the Rif, read through those lines of the Mochamas. It's explicit. No? That this is a Dabar Yatsim in a cloud. And the Ran in Parsha Semor, Berachav Gimel Pasuk Zayin, the Ran is clear that this is not called Maleches Avoda. This is not called Maleches Avoda. And the Ramban even writes that maybe sometimes yes, sometimes no. We're going to have to see the Sugya. Daf Yadalet, Yadalet Malalek is Tochim, Daf Yadalet Beis is Borer. Is Borer, where does that fit in? Is Borer called Maleches Asuda? Or is Borer called Maleches Avoda? You know what? Oh, it's called Elisha, no? Artosus. Oh, but the Ramban writes, it depends. There are different types of Borer, no? There's household Borer, you know? And there's what a farmer would do for Borer, no? When you're going ahead and you're storing a crop. That industrial Borer, that's Maleches Avoda. The household borer, what we call the details of borer, you know? Yeah, that's called malacha sofa nefesh. The same malacha, depending on the depiction, can sometimes be called malacha sabada, can sometimes be called malacha sasuda. Now, that's something which is pretty heavy. That's the chiddush indeed that the Ramban writes. Wow. Okay, so three possibilities. Whoa. That whether Lecha Sofa Nefesh is not Bechlal V'Hagdara Seisim, or yes, but Hutra, or yes, but Dukuya. Wow. Difference Hutra and Dukuya, Efshi Efshi Kamesh. Is there a difference between the Ramban and the Ran? Dabar Yatsam and Akram. Okay, as opposed to the Hutra Sutra. So in terms of Efshi Efshi Kamesh, no. Even if it's actually functioning. Okay, is there a difference? So I'll tell you what I think is a magnificent Lishitase. No? That's that Ramban, Daf Yud Gimel, Beis and Daf Yerif, and the Ran, Daf Yud Beis, and the Beis and Daf Yerif. No? Tosfos quotes to Yerushalmi. You know, you have to draw the line. You know, when it comes to Melechta Sofa Nefesh, you know, certain Melechtas yes, certain Melechtas no. Okay? So Tosus quotes to Yerushalmi. Shmartim es hamatzos, no? Mishas Lisha ve'elach. You know, it's considered to be a Maleches Ha'ochel lachar Lisha. You know, when's the chiv of HaFreshes Chalach? Mishas Lisha, no? It's the status of Lechem, no? It's already considered to be, as an Issa, as flour, it's not, no? And the same thing, matzah requires shmira. Okay, mishas lisha already. Yeah, chetzer shel matzah. Even though it's choser afia, but it's just like water and flour? Certainly not. So it's not so surprising then, yeah, that the same Hagdara of Ushmartu Mesamatzos is going to be true when it comes to Alecha Sofa Nefesh as well. So I'll ask you, Yevish. Okay, that difference. Kodam Lisha Achalisha. You ready? Is that a Din D'Oraisa, is that a Din Rabbanan? You show it. Oh, okay. Din D'Oraisa, Din Rabbanan? Is that a Din D'Oraisa, Din Rabbanan? So you ready for this? This is my focus, Rishon. Whether it's a Din D'Oraisa, Din Rabbanan. Well, both days are fine. Who and whom? You know who and whom? The Ran and the Ramban. The Ran and the Ramban. The Ramban's Mefurish, Daf Yud Gimel. This is a Din D'Oraisa. This is a Din D'Oraisa. Ramban's Mefurish, Daf Yud Gimel. Ram uses the words Dvar Torah. Dvar Torah. This is a Din D'Oraisa. And the Ran, and Daf Yud Beis, the Beis, and Dapirif writes, no, Avo Karovetzli, that's not true. That, you know what, that difference of Lisha Melech is only Din Rabbanan. You know what? That's exquisitely Lishitas. No? Need I say more? No? But let's say the Ramban sheet. The Ramban sheet. What's the issue? What's the issue? The Torah says that Melechus Avod is us. And the opposite of that, Melechus Ana, Melechus Asud, Ofen Efesh is Mutter. So, you know what? We have to determine what is considered to be Melechus Avod. And what is considered to be Melechus Asuda? So I'll tell you the following. You know what? I'll give you a good litmus test. You know what? A person is sitting down to have a meal. What malachos do you do for the coming meal? I don't mean to say this in terms of the Dine Borer, Shabbos Daf Ayin Dalet. Borer requires the altar, no? Aside from the altar. But a person is having a soup. What would you do for the coming meal? What would you do for the coming meal? Now, you're going to plant for the coming meal. Plan for the coming meal. Plan for, you're going to be very hungry. No? Plan for the coming meal. You're going to harvest. You're going to harvest for the coming meal. No, you don't harvest for the coming meal. You don't harvest for the coming meal. Cook? Okay, yeah. You cook for the next meal. No? Borer? Yeah. Ramana, it depends. No? Industrial borer? You don't do for the coming meal. No? Household borer? Yeah, you do for the coming meal. No? Melechus Hasuda means the melechus that one would do for the upcoming meal. As opposed to a melacha which is ba'alach hazman, that's considered melacha savoda. You don't plant for the meal, you harvest for the meal. What kind of farmer would harvest for the meal? So that's the chiddush that the Ramban writes. The melachos that are ba'alach hazman, we're going to call that melacha savoda. The melachos that are, melacha sasuda, that's called melacha sofa nefesh. Melacha sofa nefesh. Again, this is not exactly comparable to Borer, but I would use this as the following mashal. You know what? You know what the Gemara calls Borer? Shabbos Tafayin Dalet? Borer la'otsa. Borer la'otsa. Wow. Sorting and selecting to store. To store. As opposed to what? As opposed to achila. Achila. Borer is mutter l'tzarach achila, and it's aser l'otsa. So I'm going to ask you the following. So what are the factors? What are the factors? Where do you draw the line? What is considered to be l'otsa? What is considered to be? So guess what? You take a look in Shabbos Ayin Dalet. 5 days in the Gemara. 5 days in the Gemara. Now, the Gemara rejects 2. The Gemara doesn't reject 3. So guess what? Shin Yotes. Now our practice is, again, these are not necessarily the dais in the Gemara. The Gemara has 5 possibilities. We reject 2, we salvage 3. So guess what? We're machmer to have all 3. All 3. How would you define achila as opposed to borel otsa? You know what the answer is? How about lalter? No? You're doing it for immediate use. That's achila, no? As opposed to otsa, it's always machmer zman. Or how about ochel mitoch psoles and psoles mitoch ochel? The farmer is going to rule psoles. The eater is going to take the ochel. No? Very, very good. What about biyad versus bakli? You know what? The ochel, biyad. The farmer, biyad. These are all different details within the broader construct of how do you distinguish between borla otzer as opposed to borla achila? That's a din d'araisa. That's a din d'araisa. The melacha is bar la'otza. Bar la'otza. When we do the sugya daf yadal, I'll throw out a fascinating question. Let's say the derech achil and the derech breira are the same. Are the same, no? Is that obviously mutter? Is that obviously asa? No? So far, the way I pointed it, you know, they're in opposite directions. The person in the zone and the farmer would do opposite things, no? Let's say they would do exactly the same thing. They would do exactly the same thing, right? The farmer and the homeowner would do exactly the same thing. Exactly the same thing. You have a taruvos, and guess what? It's psolis meruba locha. Early bad crime, no? Psolis meruba locha. You didn't buy that gourmet popcorn, no? You bought the cheap stuff, no? And you popped it, and guess what? Most of the kernels didn't pop. So you have psolis meruba locha, you know? If this was a Wednesday, what would you do? You take the ochel, no? If you're a farmer, what would you do? You have a bad crop, a psolis meruba locha. What would a farmer do? A farmer would take the ochel, no? He's going to take the psolis. There's so much psolis. The farmer is going to take that which is most efficient. So guess what? In psolis meruba locha, the derech brei and the derech achila is to take the ochel. So, therefore what? Therefore it's obviously us and obviously mutter, no? That's so clear, that's so clear. Obviously mutter because it's derech achila, or obviously usher because it's derech breira. Guess what, no? Oh, we're going to have to wait and see. Okay, you know what? 2 days in Tosus. Shabbos Ayin Dalet, Beit Zedek Yudalet. Whether it's obviously mutter, obviously usher. That's unbelievable. Do you have to avoid the derech breira, or there's a heter, derech achila, no? Like that's pretty heavy, no? Maybe it's obviously mutter. That's Tosus and Beitz and Daf Yud Aleph. Or maybe it's obviously Aseh. That's Tosus and Shabbos and Daf Ayin Aleph. No? That's like, whoa. These Hagdaros, what is called the Otzer, what is called the Achil, these are Din D'Araisa. Din D'Araisa, no? So Ramban writes, this is a Din D'Araisa. If you're going to classify this Melach as Melachas Avodah, but that's an Isser D'Rabanan. Kol Melachas Avodah Sasu. And if you're going to classify this as Melechas Asu, that's not included in the Pasuk of Kol Melechas Olos Asu. So whether you classify something as this or that, that's a Din D'Araisa. That's a Din D'Araisa. That's exactly what the Ramban writes. Daf Yud Gimel, Daf Erif, no? That's a Din D'Araisa. So I'm going to argue as follows. A Melacha which typically is done by Allah Harzman, that's Melechas Avoda. A Melacha which is done Samach Lesuda, that's called Melechas Ofer. That's a din d'araisa. So we'll draw the line. Let's say Rishon, Lisha Vela. That's a din d'araisa. That's a din d'araisa. But that's only a din d'rabanan. Let's say according to the Rav. Hutra. No, you with me? What does hutra mean? Yesterday's shi. Now, a W Yatsman HaKlam means there's no issa. There's no issa. Okay. You're not going to say, well, Vishtar Ishtar. There's no Isser. You know what Hutra means? There is an Isser, but. There is an Isser, but. There is an Isser. This is called a Malacha, but there's no override. Simchas Yantav is Mati. This is a Malacha, but Simchas Yantav is Mati. So let me ask you the following. If this is a Malacha and Simchas Yantav is Matir, why should Simchas Yantav be Matir Bishol? And why should it not be Matir Kotzer? If these things are malachos, but you know what? Ochel Nefesh, Simchas Yantif is Matir. So I can go ahead and take a big piece of meat and put it in the pot, but I can't pick a fruit off of a tree and eat it. Picking a fruit off of a tree and eating it is not Ochel Nefesh. And cooking food is Ochel Nefesh. Why? Why would that be? You know what the Ramban writes? Because Kotzer is Melechas Avodah, and Bishul is Melechas Asudah. But if you're telling me, no, all these Melechas are Asur, it's just that it's Mutter that's Tzorach Ochel Nefesh. So why in the world would I argue that Bishul Nafiyah, yes, and Kotzer? That's the Lashitasei. That's the Ram that writes, you know what, you're right. That difference of Lisha Veilech is only a Din Rabbana. That's only a Inachinami. Midaraisa. Pick that apple and eat it. Because that's called Simchas Yamtiv. But the Chachamim create Nisid Rabbanan. Why Nisid Rabbanan? Oh, so now the Rabbanan writes something similar to the Ramban. Because Kotzer typically is done Ba'ad L'achar Zman. And Bishul typically is done Letzorech Hasuda. So the Chachamim created an Isser D'Rabbanan for a malacha which typically is done Ba'ad L'achar Zman. But if you're not doing Kotzer Ba'ad L'achar Zman, you're doing Kotzer because you're hungry and you want that apple and you pick the apple, why would one not argue that that's called Malacha Sofa Nefesh? Oh, that's exactly the Chiddush of the Ran. That will tell you it's pretty exquisite in the Shidusim, no? That's the difference between a Yotzman HaKlal as opposed to a Hutra, as opposed to Hutra. Something which is very heavy, no? If you didn't notice that, take a look again, no? Take a look at that Ramban, take a look at the Ran. The Ramban Daf Yigimel Beis, the Ran Daf Yibbeis in the Beis, no? That I think is clear in terms of the Shidus. Now I'll tell you maybe another possible difference. And that's the Sugyim Sofim of Ephraim Bavim Abayis. No? Closer to home for these Yom Tovim. No? One thing is clear. You have an Erev Tavshilim, magnificent Sugyim. No? But one thing is clear. Erev Tavshilim cannot be Matan Isadaris. No? Cannot be Matan Isadaris. You make an Erev Tavshilim in the morning of Yom Tov, you say Matar Asurim. Still, no? You cannot go ahead and violate Malachos Daris. No? Cannot do so. So it must be that midaraisa, you're allowed to go ahead and do malacha or artosus hachana on Yom Tov for the purpose of Shabbos. Well, why exactly is that? So that's the stunning sugya. Pesachim and Ephraim and Bavim and Beis. Machlokas Rabban Rachis. It must be midaraisa. This is mutter. Why exactly is that true? Oh. So Rabbi subscribes to an incredible principle of Hallel. Hallel v'ik l'arachim chazilei hashanami chazilei. You know what? You're cooking onion. I ask you why you're cooking. You know what the answer is? It's because tonight's Shabbos. What if tonight isn't Shabbos? Why are you cooking? I thought, you know what, why I'm cooking? Because I'm having a big party tonight. I'm chol. And a lot of people are coming to the house. Well, okay. You know what Rabbi says, an incredible fish. You know what? If guests were to go ahead and come, who would serve them this food? You know what that means? We're going to label this as Malacha Sofa Nefesh. You're cooking Anyanta for Yanta. You know what? You have some leftovers, you use it on Shabbos. You use it on Motsi. That's the principle of Hova. That's the Chiddush of Rabbah. Pretty unbelievable. That's the Chiddush of Rabbah. In a word, what do you do according to Rabbah? You ignore Kavanah Sagava. You ignore Kavanah Sagava. I'm telling you, I'm cooking, right? Because I'm having a party tonight. You tell me, just be quiet. Now you're cooking onion before you. Huh? You ignore Kavanah Sagava. And realize, if that's true, that would even be true. If tonight is chol, so ein achinami. Rabbi says the following: Ha'ofem yantif l'chol, ein aloke. Wow! If chol works, it works regardless of whether, let's say, yantif is Shabbos or chol. The chol only works if tonight is Shabbos, not if tonight is chol. If you really are going to label this as malachas yantif, so in such a case, that's even true of tonight itself. Ino chinami. So that's what Rabbi says. Ofim yantav l'chol, ino loke. That's something which is stunning. And Rav Chisda says, like, what in the world? How can you say that that's true? You ignore Kavanah Sagavra. You know the guy is cooking on yantav for tonight, and we say, no, you're not cooking yantav for tonight, you're cooking yantav for yantav. You cannot ignore Kavanah Sagavra. So, if that's the case, that should be in Issa to go ahead and do Malach and Yantar for Shabbos. And Erev Tavshilin cannot be mounted Issa Daraisa. So Chisda says something very different. You know what? Sarchi Shabbos, Nasa Yantar. you know what? You're allowed to cook on Yom Tov to Shabbos. Just as you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov for Yom Tov, you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Wow, that's a huge machlokas. If this would be Chol, you get Malkas Daraisa. Oh, for Yom Tov Chol is Loka Daraisa. What about if tonight's Shabbos? You're allowed to do Malacha from a Yom Tov to a Shabbos. Wow, so that's a huge machlokas. Rabbi Rochista. Tosus writes in Afkamina. Tosus here, Pesach, Mevav, Mevais, Tosus Shabbos, Atzaridah, Tzarihei. No? What if it's Pesof Hayom? Let's talk about this Tosus. What if it's Pesof Hayom? According to Chizda, that's great. That's great that it's Pesof Hayom. Pesof Hayom. No, you're allowed to do Malach, and you have to for Shabbos. According to Rabbi, you need Holil. You need Holil. And therefore, if it's Pesof Hayom, and you're unable to go ahead and to utilize this on Yom Tov, that's an Issa Daraisa, and Erev Tavshilin is not going to help you. Even Ayde Erev Tavshilin is going to be Asa. That's the Magid Avram, the beginning of the Semeir Tavshilin. Tavkub Chavzayin. Make sure that the Malachos, the Achanos are done Mibod Yom. Because forget about Erev Tavshilin. No? You have to avoid this Malacha, or Tosus avoid this Hafana. Wow, that's something which is pretty heavy, pretty important. Just Rosh Hashanah, like the Shaila. Shabbos clock wasn't working, this, that, you know, and all of a sudden they thought the chunk was going to go on in hours and hours in advance, and, you know, the chunk went on, you know, Shamach L'Chashecha. You know, ooh, so we'll have to see, but Tosus is Mepurish, no? So I can Mevav Mebeis, but that's going to be Yasser, and Evertov Shin is not going to help you. So part of this machlokas, Rabbi and Rav Chisda, is this point of the role of Kavanas Agavra. Rabbi says you ignore Kavanas Agavra. And I'll tell you a chiddush, but let's make a deal. You have to say this over a Yom Tov, no? This is like a limit. It's got to steal the whole shiur over, no? Okay. So, but say it over this part. You ready for this? Ready to be blown away? No? Okay. We're cutting that base on this. Person waters a plant on Yom Tov. Mashka Maim Nizra. That's Nisadaris, no? But guess what? It's not an Av Malach. It's a told. Okay, good. A told of what? The Gemara has two possibilities, no? Either it's a told of Zoreya, or it's a told of Choresh. Why would you say that it's a told of Zoreya? You know what I will tell you? Well, the why question. Why are you doing so? You know, if you take a seed and you put it in the ground, why are you doing it? Why am I doing it? To promote the growth of the plant. Why are you watering the plant? To promote the growth of the plant, no? So I understand it's a told of Zoreya because of the why question. Well, what's the other option? No? The other option, I would say, is not the why question, it's the what question, no? What are you doing? Choresh, you know what you're doing? You're softening ground. You're breaking up karka. When you go ahead and you put water in soil, you're breaking up, you're loosening the soil. Ripui Ara. So the Gemara has two possibilities. Mashkama Mezram is not an Av, it's a Tolda. But two possibilities. Makarta Beis Mabeis. Is it a Tolda of Zareya? Is it a Tolda of Choresh? Okay, interesting. Good? Okay, good. The same daf that for the Ram quotes, Menachos Samach Lalo. You know what? A person's fishing. You know? A person is fishing on Shabbos. Pretty bad, no? He goes ahead and, you know, he brings in the net. Ooh, you know? A fisher, like, squirming around, you know? He just saved a life. He reels in the net, and, you know, there was a baby that was drowning. Lo and behold, a baby that was drowning. Wow. Is that a mitzvah, rabba pikoach nefesh? Or is that chil Shabbos? Guess what? That's my focus. Menachos HaSamachtav. The very same daf that Aran is talking about. That's the sugya of pikoach nefesh, you know? On the one hand, you saved a life. That certainly is true. Look, everyone agrees. Rahman al-Islam, a child falls into the water, and you throw out the net, and you... That's a mitzvah, b'kuach nefesh. Here, the guy's fishing, you know? He fishes every Saturday. And lo and behold, you know, today is unusual. He runs home and tells his wife, I saved a life. You know, like, whoa. Okay. Is there any link between those two sugyas? My cotton base, my base, and my nachda samach dalit. So you know who says yes? This is like, whoa, yikara mitzvahs, no. This is an or zarua, and Shabbos, an os nun dalit. You know what the or zarua writes? Your mama, Shabbat otali. Shabbat otali. In what sense? Oh, so let's get back to Beis Levis. What's the question? Whether watering a plant is called Zorir or called Kosh? You know what Tosfos says my focus is? Whether watering is Choresh, watering is Zoreah? You know what Tosfos says? Basar Maisa Azlinan or Basar Machshav Azlinan? That's what Tosfos says. Wow, what a Tosfos, no? Tosfos gives you the Hagdara. There's some Tosfos like that in Shas, no? They give you the Hagdara, you know? That, you know, that's the deal. Basar Maisa Azlinan, Basar Machshav Azlinan. Wow. Basar Maisa Azlinan is the what question? Basar Machshav Azlinan is the why question, no? What are you doing? You're softening ground. Why are you doing it? To promote the growth of the plant. Basar Machshav Azlinan means the Oga Zoreya. And Basar Maisa Azlinan means it's Chorish. That's what Tosfos writes. Wow. That sounds like a very heavy machlokes, no? It's a Maisa Zina, that's a Machshav Zina. Ooh. I'll call it the what versus what, no? Okay. So Ur Zeru writes, isn't that Menachos Samach Daled? A guy reels in his net. He saved a life. You know what the Ur Zeru writes? That's a what and why question, no? What did he do? What did he do? A mitzvah rabbi koch nefesh. He just saved a life. What about the why question? The basar machshav azlinan. The why question? If that's why he threw out the net, why in the world did you engage in seida? The answer is to save his life. That's great. But the guy fishes every Saturday, no? He threw out the net to catch fish, and lo and behold, unbeknownst to him, he saved a life. So the Ur Zeru writes that what's true in Waikat and Dabez is true in Menachos of Samach Daled. If it's Basar Maisa Azlinan, that's Pikuach Nefesh, a Mitzvah Rabba. If it's Basar Machshav Azlinan, that's Chilul Shabbos Dereis. The Ur Zeru already writes in terms of how we should paskin that those two sugyas are Hava Atayim. No? Sorry for being so undramatic. No? Okay, Who are the Bali Machlokes? Who are the Bali Pulta? So, unbelievable, no? My Kotna Beis No Beis is Rabban Rabbi Yosef. Rabba says if you water a plant, you know what? That's called Chorish. And Yosef disagrees and calls Zoreya. You know what that means? Yeah. That means that according to Rabba, it's Chorish, Basar My Sazin. And according to the Yosef, that's true. But Shemach Shabbazin, okay? Menachos Samach Daled, now throwing out the net. Who? Rabba says that's pikuach nefesh. And Rabba disagrees and says that's called chilul Shabbos. That's the Rezerua. That's Rabba l'shitase. Rabba l'shitase basa maisa zin. Forget about the mindset. Forget about the mindset. Now, what are you doing? What are you doing? So you know what? He just saved a life. Basa maisa zin. That's Rabba. That's a mitzvah pikuach nefesh. And Rabba disagrees and says, what do you mean that you were fishing? You weren't attempting to save a life. That's a why question. No? The Rezor writes, that's the Shitase. That's Rabba the Shitase. Rabba who holds watering a plant on Shabbos is Koresh. So therefore, Rabba holds that that fisherman is credited with Pikuach Nefesh, it's not called Chilul Shabbos. No? That's pretty heavy, no? Ad kan or Zeruah, no? You know what I would add? Pesachim Membo. Pesachim Membo. This is mamish Rabba l'shitase, no? A guy is ofem yentef l'chol. You know what I will tell you? The what question, the why question, no? Why is he doing this? He's doing this because tonight he's having a party. So Chista says, that's chil yentef d'raisa, no? How in the world? And what does Rabba say? No. Forget about the machshava, no? What is he doing? He's cooking anyantiv. Cooking anyantiv, mibod yom, is called malachas alfanatesh. It's called malachas alfanatesh. I will tell you, all three of you sukkis, Rabba, this is all basa maisazim. All basa maisazim. Not basa machshavazim. And if it wasn't Rabba, I could argue, wait a second, you know, who says what's true of A is true of B is true of C? One could argue that Ochel Nefesh is Chutra, and therefore we ignore Kavanas Agavra. But Pikuach Nefesh is Dechuya, and maybe Kavanas Agavra is critical, no? And Avos and Toldos, who says Avos and Toldos are all dependent on Kavanas Agavra? Every Toldah has to link to an Av, and the question is, does it link in terms of its Surah Samalacha? Does it link in terms of its Malechas Macheves? But you can't deny, you know what? All three Sugyas. This is Rabba, no? Rabba, all three sugyas is telling you that Basar Maisa Azina. Basar Maisa Azina. You know what Basar Maisa Azina here means? That this is called Malachas Alfa Nefesh. Ofe Miyantef Lachal Afia is called Malachas Alfa Nefesh. And therefore, even if the Kavana Sagavra is for tonight, which is Shabbos, scratch that. Even if it's for chol, scratch that midaraisa. No? Okay, in all okay. That's pretty heavy. That's a pretty heavy issue. I'll point out one thing. I want you to take a look at Nesugya and Mezayin on Aleph. When you didn't remember the base, did you kind of continue with the Gemara a little bit? No? Rabbi and Rapista. The Gemara has an unusual kasha. And the obvious parents, an unusual kasha. The Gemara says some sachem, just leave me with the difficulty, no? Leave me with the difficulty. The afia shtei halechem is not dochi Shabbos. The afia shtei halechem is not dochi yantiv. So on Shuas, you bring the shtei halechem. We assume that Chachamim now Afia Shtei Alechem is not Dochi Shabbos, it's not Dochi Yantiv. Which means that, you know what, the Afia Shtei Alechem is on Erev Yantiv. And guess what the Gemara says? If Shavuos is on Sunday, then Erev Yantiv is Shabbos, you have to do it on Friday. No? You have to do it on Friday. The Afia Shtei Alechem is not Dochi Yantiv. So the Gemara asks a very unusual question. No? The Gemara says the following. Wait a second. If you hold Sarche Shabbos Nasim B'Yantiv for Chista, if you hold like Chista that Sarche Shabbos Nasim B'Yantiv, so obviously Sarche Yantiv Nasim B'Yantiv, Sarche Shabbos Nasim B'Yantiv, Sarche Yantiv Nasim B'Yantiv, why in the world is Afia Shelech and not Dochi Yantiv? That's the kasha of the Gemara. You know what the Gemara answer is? Oh, Beitzer Afia Beis. Because lachem lo gavoa. לכן והוא גבוה, לא? אוכל נפש, אז הוא לבדי יסר לכן, לכן הוא גבוה, אוקיי. אז הגמרא says, if you hold like Rav Chisda, the tzarchi Shabbos nasa v'yantev, obviously tzarchi yantev nasa v'yantev. So why in the world do we say that afiyah shtei lechem is not tzarchi yantev? You know what the answer is? Because lachem v'lo gavoa. Gavoa is not ofen nefesh. You know what's difficult? I understand the kasha of the Gemara, I understand the teres of the Gemara, but you know what? I would have broadened it out. What in the world does this have to do with Rabban Rav Chisda? No? You know what I would have said? If ofen nefesh is mutter, so why do we assume that afiyah shtei lechem is also? And the answer is lachem v'lo gavoa. Why is the Gemara's kasha only according to Rav Chisda, not according to Rava? No? Why? What? I understand the kasha. If you can cook to satisfy your stomach, so why in the world can you not cook for shtei alechem? Your answer is, lachem alo gavoa. But what does it have to do with Rav and Rav Chisda? The Gemara says, in I amrit, tzarchi shashna v'yantif, am I? The answer is, lachem alo gavoa. That's not simple, no? What in the world does this have to do with Rav and Rav Chisda? Take a look at the Rashi. Mem Zayinu Aleph. Rashi writes something also very difficult. Well, of course he can't apply Ho'il. Why can't I apply Ho'il? Oh, because you know what? That you'll do the Afiyah Shtei Alechem, and now you have to do the Sheet of the Kivsei Atzeres. Take a look at that Rashi, you know? Like, what in the world? How does that answer the question at all? At all, no? So take a look at that Gemara and I'll take a look at the Rashi. No? And we'll have to try to kind of piece this together. No? I think the Rashi is incredible. No? But we'll have to get there. Okay? Gemara's a pick up.